Please turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8. This is a wonderful chapter from the Old Testament. And one of the main reasons being that this is the chapter where you read, "Man shall not live by bread alone," verse 3, the last part, "but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord." That's the first word that Jesus spoke in his ministry and the temptation. And that is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. And so this is a very important chapter. Jesus knew it in his mind. He had read it, memorized it, meditated on it, and he could quote it immediately. So, chapters like that are very important for us. And this was at the end of the 40-year wandering of the Israelites in the wilderness. And Moses was recapitulating all that happened in those 40 years. And he was telling them in verse 1, "When you go in to possess the land, be careful to obey all the commandments that I'm commanding you today. And when you go there, don't forget," verse 2, "the way the Lord led you for 40 years in the wilderness." And, you know, they suffered a lot in the wilderness with the heat and not much good food. They had to just eat one piece of manna every day. That was their meal. Often thirsty, bitten by snakes, and walking through the rough desert for 40 years. Why did the Lord lead his people through those very difficult parts? Why does he lead his people through difficult parts today? It says here, first of all, to humble you. God has to do many things to humble us. He humbles us through poverty. He humbles us through sickness. He humbles us through disappointments, things we want that we don't get. He humbles us through failure and even sin. That is the last resort. But in it all, what the Lord is testing, you need to understand what the Lord is testing. He's testing you, verse 2, to know what is in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. That was the test which God gave Adam. Only one test. Will you keep my commandments or not? And at the end of 40 years in the wilderness, Moses says, that's what the Lord's been testing you all these 40 years too. Will you keep his commandments or will you not keep his commandments? Or will you treat some of those commandments as trivial, unimportant? What did we read in Romans 15 verse 4, that all these things written in the Old Testament are to give us instructions so that we can also persevere and be encouraged. So, the example of the Israelites going through the wilderness, but God is a merciful God. And even though they failed him so many times, it says 10 times they rebelled against him. And that's why they were punished with 40 years in the wilderness. But finally, he still took them in to the land. And he humbled you, verse 3, and let you be hungry to teach you that the most important thing is not food, but the word of God every day. Manna is not the best type of food to have every single day for 40 years. It can be pretty boring. Whatever it is. And there was nothing else. I mean, there were no curries or anything else with it. It's just manna, a little bit of manna. It was enough to sustain them, but not very comfortable. In other words, we can say that they were like believers who were living a very simple, rugged life. They couldn't buy new clothes. Same type of food every day. There are many poor families even today of believers who don't have much variety in the food they eat every day. Those who are rich can have a variety of meals, but those who are poor live on the same food like these people, the same clothes, the same food for 40 years. But the Lord made sure that their clothing did not wear out in verse 4, and their feet did not swell. And thus you know that the Lord your God, verse 5, was disciplining you like a man disciplines his son. A good father will always discipline his children. A father who does not discipline his children does not love his children. And the Lord your God was disciplining you. How was he disciplining them? By allowing them to be poor, allowing them to eat the same food every day. They couldn't afford anything else, like I said, many families today. And no chance to buy new clothes or shoes or all the things that rich people and their children can say, I want this, I want that, I want the other thing, I want this, that, the other. I mean, poor families, even in the CFC churches in the villages, can't afford that. That's how God disciplines people. We got to face that. And therefore, remember, it's not food or clothing. Man shall not live by a lot of variety of food or by extra clothes or shoes or anything. Man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And if you have learned that lesson, then you have learned the most important lesson in the Christian life, that life can come to us only if we listen and obey every word that comes from God's mouth. That's why I say, read the Bible regularly. That's why I've told you many times, get a copy of that commentary through the Bible and read 3 pages every day. I read 3 pages myself. You know, I wrote it. I find I'm reminded of things in God's Word, and I'm encouraged again to meditate further on the passages God's already spoken to me on. The Bible is like a well that never runs dry. I would encourage you, learn to live by every word that proceeds from God's mouth. And then he says, the Lord will not allow you to keep on like that. The Lord is going to bring you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs. It won't be like the wilderness, flowing in the land of wheat, verse 8, and barley, and vines, and fig trees, and pomegranates. It was from poverty to plenty, from being poor to being very rich. A land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you can have variety, no lack of anything. You have metals, you can have industries there. You can dig copper. And when you have eaten and are satisfied, bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. And now comes the warning. Just let me tell you, here is a warning that everybody in CFC has to take. Because you don't have to go to the Old Testament to learn it. We look around at Christendom, the churches that have been here for so many years. This is where they fail. So listen carefully. Beware that when you become rich and you have plenty of money to throw around, you can buy what you like, you can live as you like. Beware that you don't forget the Lord your God and you don't keep his commandments and his ordinances. Otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and in today's language we can say in verse 13, when your business prospers, when your salary in your office increases, and you have a lot of savings in your bank accounts, and your children are healthy and strong, doing well, they are married perhaps, they've got good jobs, and then your heart becomes proud. That danger was not there when they were poor, when they couldn't buy new clothes, when they had to eat the same simple food every day. That danger of becoming arrogant and proud comes especially to the next generation, to your children. When they become rich, when they get jobs where in 1 month they earn more than their parents earned in 1 year, Did you hear that? Where our children earn in 1 month more than the parents earned in 1 year. When that happens, and that's happened, that is the time to be careful. Not in the years when he was struggling. Oh no. Those years you cling to the Lord. Those years you don't have time to watch movies because life is a struggle. You probably don't even have money to pay for the monthly internet. Maybe there was no internet. But now you're wealthy. You get what you want. And in the comfort of your home, with nobody watching except God, you can live as you like. Beware. You forget the Lord your God who brought you out of a life of sin. There's a verse in 2 Peter 1 which says, if you forget, let me paraphrase it, if you forget your past sinful life from which you were saved, you will become spiritually blind. Read that. 2 Peter 1.